We're talking to our good friend Kevin Burch over at Ohio State. Coach, what's going on? How you doing today?
Doing a lot better. We're not drinking from the fire hose anymore like I was in May. But yeah, things are going pretty well so far.
I remember that, Coach, because I think we talked to you maybe on the first day that you were appointed the job, at least the first week when you were appointed that. And I remember you saying that is that we're drinking from a fire hose right now. You know, don't really know what's going on, taking over the program, a big program, an illustrious program like Ohio State. And, you know, you've been on the job now for about 9 months and you're in your first season. I mean, how's it going for you? How's life adjusting for you as the head volleyball coach?
It's been good. You know, I think the saying is surround yourself with good people. And it's, you know, it's amazing how that works. When you do that, it's makes your job a lot easier. And, you know, that's what I was lucky enough to do. And, you know, it's been a lot of fun, a lot of fun. And, you know, the season has been off to a good start and the guys are bought in. And so, you know, it's so far so great.
Coach, correct me if I'm wrong, but we've had a lot of shows and a lot of segments since that last talk with you. I want to say that you were on your way to Richmond, Virginia on a recruiting trip. And I'm just reading about your team this week in the National Freshman of the Week and Michael Wright. Is he the dude from Glen Allen, Virginia, from the Richmond area?
Yep, and both of our assistants are from Richmond too. So yeah, it's been a good area for us.
That's unbelievable. That full circle right there. What is there something? Is there something about out east? Are there certain, you know, like in every sport, there's hotbeds for recruiting. Is there a certain like you know section on the map that you and your staff are going to try to get when you leave state boundaries?
You know, I think for boys volleyball especially, it's growing so fast that you're starting to see areas that aren't typically known for boys volleyball pop up and all of a sudden be good. And, you know, we've gotten a couple kids out of Baltimore recently. You know, Richmond, like I said, both assistants are from that area. You know, where in the past we really haven't. I think it's just, a sign of the boys volleyball and how much it's grown recently.
Coach, you're talking about it, and I find it fascinating too, right? Because Timmy and I are big golfers, and anything we can try to do to help grow the game and anything, and I'm sure that you use your platform kind of the same way with volleyball, but exactly what you're saying, right? Like some of these hotbeds, these pockets are coming up. Like that's got to be a good feeling to know that the sport's in a good shape and that it's continuing to grow. That's got to make you smile, I would imagine.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, it's the fastest growing high school sport in the last 10 years on the boys' side, so... Yeah, to say the least, it makes me very happy, and you know, it gives us a bigger pool of talent to choose from, and it just gets more people playing the sport. It's always a good thing.
Coach Kevin Burch, the head coach of the Buckeye men's volleyball squad, is with us on the Buckeye Show, and you can always check out what's up with the team on their Twitter account at Ohio State MVB. And kind of a Beamer's Freudian slip right at the beginning of the interview, maybe confirm or dispel that myth. How many of your guys did play basketball? I know my cousin, he was a very good volleyball player at Ball State, and he was a huge basketball player. He loved it growing up.
Yeah, I mean, every guy loves to show off their dunking skills whenever they get around a hoop.
Tim can't do that, so he's jealous.
I can't do that, no.
Hey, either can I. That's why I coach them. It's, but yeah, a lot of the guys have played basketball. I mean, one of our best players, Reese Devilbiss, is, you know, he's 6'1" and looks a little bit like Muggsy Bogues playing, and he's a really high flyer and a lot of fun to watch. And there's definitely a lot of, you know, parallels between the two sports.
Coach, obviously a big congratulations is due to you. Not only in your first year, you have guided this team to only one loss on the season. Big-time performance last weekend, sweeping St. Francis and then sweeping Penn State, which I know has got to be, you know, very, very good for you guys and a feeling. But how are you feeling about the team right now and where they're heading into a big weekend here in Columbus in the Covelli Center?
You know, I think it's definitely a cliche in that, you know, you get a lot of hard work from our guys, but we've been pushing them pretty hard these last 9 months, and they've responded really, really well. And, you know, you get a win like we did at Penn State last weekend where you're able to sweep a top 10 team when we're not ranked and show them what that hard work can do. It's, you know, it creates a whole nother level of buy-in. And, you know, more than anything, it just makes me happy as a head coach to see them, you know, have some benefit from all that hard work because, man, they've been really working hard and they deserve it.
Coach, I was wondering if you could maybe just inform some of our listeners some more about the landscape of the sport. I look at your schedule and it's pretty strong. I mentioned my cousin, he played at Ball State about 10 years ago and they were always very good and in the rankings. Are they still that way? I saw you do have them on the schedule twice this year. And I know BYU was always a powerhouse in the sport. Is it kind of the usual suspects?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's changing obviously with there's been a lot more D2s that have added men's volleyball, The growth at the Division I level hasn't seen that same level, but especially the D3 and D2 levels have grown really, really quickly. So there's a lot more schools that are good that a lot of people probably haven't heard of, but the same powerhouses in Division I, like BYU and Hawaii and Ball State and Penn State are still very much alive and well in the men's volleyball scene.
And these two coming in this weekend, these are both currently top five teams, correct?
Reigning national champ, right?
Yeah, we're playing. I mean, we play Santa Barbara, who played BYU really close in front of 4,000 people at BYU last weekend, and that was a 1-3 matchup.
Woo.
And then this Saturday we'll be playing Long Beach State, and we, between our two programs, we account for the last four national titles. So there's a lot of good volleyball to be seen in Covelli this weekend.
Exactly what you said, Coach. I mean, massive weekend coming up at the Covelli Center. Like you said, Long Beach State, UC Santa Barbara, Penn State's also going to be in there playing the games that you guys aren't playing. Four teams in the top 15. But I will say that the best part about this for this weekend for the fans, if they want to come check you guys out, check these teams out, is that it's free, right? You get to experience the brand new Covelli Center. It's free. I know that you guys and your players have to be really jazzed up to have a homestand that packs as much firepower as this weekend does.
Oh yeah, well, and don't forget, it's on Saturday night. It's Dollar Dog Night, so you get in
what?
For free, and you get a dollar hot dog. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Wow,
yeah, it'll be a good weekend. We're excited. I think, you know, anytime you're hosting teams at Santa Barbara and Long Beach's level, it's always a good test for our program. We know we're going to learn a lot regardless, but it's a great opportunity for us to prove ourselves. Like I mentioned, we beat number 7 Penn State on the road, and you know, now it's time to find out how good we really are versus number 3 and number 4.
Got to protect home court, Coach. And speaking to that home court, you know, the last time that we did chat back in May, the Covelli Center hadn't opened up yet, and you know, we had talked to Tom Ryan, we had talked to everybody else, you know, about this arena opening up and how great it was going to be, not only for your program, but for the wrestling program as well, for the women's team. I mean, how good is your new digs that you call home in the Covelli Center? It looks spectacular.
Well, I compare it, you know, it's the first arena that I'm working in as a head coach. It's like getting a Ferrari as your first car. It's pretty spectacular and pretty amazing. Not only just how beautiful it is on the inside, but the resources that we're able to use for our guys, and you know, everything from just the way the court is set up to maximize reps to the technology that we're able to use, and you know, the in-match experience for the fans. It's pretty high level, and you know, I think with the Covelli the way it is and what we have, it's certainly the best program in the country. And we hope to show and totally take advantage of it this weekend.
Coach, before we let you out of here, I do have something. You know, you're talking about, you know, the guys and the Covelli Center and obviously what you have, but what's a normal practice look like for you guys? Because when we were getting ready to set up this interview, you know, I was talking to Kyle, and he said that, yeah, you guys are practicing from 12:30 to 3 o'clock today, and I'm sure that's a daily thing. I mean, what goes into a Kevin Burch run Ohio State volleyball practice? What's that like?
A lot of reps. I mean, you guys mentioned you're big golfers. I am too. I think those are the two what I call repetition sports. So, in other words, LeBron James is going to walk on the volleyball court and be good day one. You got to get a lot of reps. So it's a lot of a lot of it's a little bit boring for the guys. It's a lot of passing, a lot of serving. You know, it's a lot of jumping too, but we want to make sure we're managing that, you know, the old, just like the NBA, all the load management, we're tracking all that and using all the technology to track that as well. But it's also hard work. You know, we're managing, the load management as best we can, but it's a lot of hard work, a lot of reps.
It worked for Michael Wright, didn't it? 65 assists over the weekend. So that's working.
He's gotten a lot better too. I give him a lot of credit, and you know, he's a you know, young kid that's getting extra reps on top of the 2.5 hours that we're putting in as a team every day. So it's, like I said before, it's cool to see that hard work pay off for guys like him.
Coach, as always, we do appreciate the time. Best of luck this weekend, Friday and Saturday night at the Covelli Center. Free admission, and like Coach just said, dollar hot dogs on Saturday. Coach, we do appreciate the time, and we look forward to talking to you again down the road, okay?
Awesome. Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate it.